The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the CarPro Show with the CarPro Jerry Reynolds. Jerry owned and ran successful dealerships for over 35 years, winning USA Today's Dealer of the Year award twice. And he test drives about 100 cars a year. His sidekick, Kevin McCarthy, is a radio Hall of Famer, and he tries to hold his car wrecks down to just one per year. Most years. So, with straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive, here they are on the CarPro Show.
We appreciate you joining us today. Glad to have you. If I can help you make a good car buying decision, all you got to do is call me. And that phone number is 800-926-7777, or you can go to carpro.com and get all sorts of information there. My car reviews are there going back 10 years or so. And we put up two brand new ones every single week. Usually I do a video. I had the Mercedes GLS 580 this week, did a video with it. Next week I've got the Ford Bronco Raptor coming up, and certainly will do a video with that, I can assure you. But look at my FAQ page. You'll really like it. And if you've got a question about a car, use the search box at the top. It is a fantastic tool, and it's very fast and very accurate. You can just put the kind of car you're interested in, and if I've reviewed it or if Amy Plemons has reviewed it, it'll pull it up, and you can take a look and see what we think. You can even go back if you're looking at a used car and see what I thought about the car you're looking at when it was brand new. So those things are all at carpro.com. And you can listen to our podcast there starting this afternoon about 2:30 Central, 12:30 Pacific. And you can catch all 3 hours. And we're only on 2 hours in LA, but there is a third hour. And you can listen live today at WOAI.com, or starting next week, you'll be able to listen live to all 3 hours from carpro.com. So good stuff going on. We tested the live stream today, and it's working. So good news. I got a good report on that just a little while ago. And while I think about it, thoughts and prayers to the people in Florida right now after the hurricane. Holy cow. I understand from a caller that called in to the show a little while ago that a dam burst.
That has been, I was watching that on one of the monitors earlier in the studio, and as of about an hour ago, they hadn't confirmed that. But whether it burst or not, I-75, which is the main artery north and south in Florida, both directions are underwater at some point in the state.
So that's coming from somewhere.
That's coming from somewhere that doesn't normally happen.
We used to be on in Florida, and we still have a lot of people who follow us from Florida and listen online every week. So thoughts and prayers go out to all those. The other voice that you hear that doesn't sound like me is Kevin McCarthy, my trusty sidekick for 21 years and a week.
And a week. We're well into our 22nd year now.
Yes, we're week
into it. Big story on Wall Street this week. CarMax reported their quarterly earnings, and they were really bad.
Yeah.
Their stock tanked like 10, 15%, took Carvana down with them just on general principle. So what's the problem there with all used car prices being, you know.
But they're dropping, and they're sitting on.
They paid too much?
Yeah, way too much. they're sitting on thousands of cars that are all overpriced, and they're going to pay the price for that. And I called that here on this show. I said, those people who are overpaying for cars right now are going to, there's going to be a day of reckoning. And I believe that day is probably here.
Yep. So expect some, what, they don't negotiate, but maybe they're going to reprice some of their stock?
Well, they're going to have to, and they can afford to, because they're publicly traded. Every once in a while, I'll go in and look and see what their profit per used car sold is. And I've seen it as high as $5,000 per car sold.
Per car?
Yes. Carvana's about the same.
And, wow. You know, like you've always said, it's a great place to sell a car, but not a great place right. to buy a car.
Exactly. And that's exactly why. Because any car dealer in America, new car dealer, that takes trades and sells them, if they can average $2,500 per car, they're happy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a bigger figure than it was when I was in the business. When I sold all my dealerships in 2006, at that time, the benchmark was $1,500 per used car. And, you know, it's changed. But, yeah, the CarMax and Carvana, and there's some other big box stores out there that are going to pay the price for what they paid.
Don't you wish that back in those days you could have gotten $1,500 profit of every new car?
Oh, good God, I'd still be in the business. Let's talk to Sybil in Hawthorne, California.
While I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. How do I pronounce your name?
It's Sybil.
Sybil. Okay, Sybil, welcome. Hi. What can I help you with?
Thank you. So I'm interested in purchasing a Honda CR-V or a Nissan Rogue Sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or a Subaru Forester. So I'm trying to find a good dealer out here because the prices are extremely high.
Yeah, they are, especially Hondas, because they are being hit the hardest with shortages. And that's not going to change anytime soon. But I would say this. I love the Subaru, and I really like the Rogue. And I like the Rogue for the safety features that come standard on that vehicle. Nissan has done a great job adding safety features and holding the price down on their cars. I've got a great Nissan dealer at my website, carpro.com. All you got to do is click on buy a car. I've got a couple of great Subaru dealers right now, but Subarus are short too. If I were to rank them right now, I'd say Honda was the worst, Subaru was next, Toyota was third. And that's kind of the way it's shaken out. But my dealers are still trying their best to do the best that they can. And, you know, they're getting 10% of the vehicles they used to get. And they've got people standing there with their hand in the air saying, I'll pay over MSRP if you'll just get me a car. And so my dealers try their best to do all they can to assist in times like this. Then it'll get back to normal. But if you need to do something right now, I'd go with the Rogue. Everybody I've ever helped get a Rogue has loved them. And I've got Tustin Nissan. Linda Weber has been with me on the show for years and years and years. One of the greatest people I've ever known. So try that and let's see how it works out. Sybil, thanks for calling.
In sports, when you hear,
we wanted to throw more curveballs,
that means
his fastball floats up there like a watermelon.
But when you hear
straight talk, honest answers about everything automotive,
that means Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, will help you. No curveballs.
Yeah.
Call now. 1-800-926-7777.
Okay, and the videos in the newsletter department, got to give credit where credit is due. Jerry and I, actually Jerry thought more than I did, that my video of things from the past, think 8-tracks and stuff like that,
yes,
would appeal to our audience and might win again, which would give me the first ever back-to-back wins in the video contest.
Since 2008.
Yes.
Yes.
But the Bonehead Truckers, which bonehead is a very polite word for yes. some of the stuff, your Bonehead Truckers video, man, that was fun.
Part of it's the guy that narrates it. He's yeah. hysterical.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's a truck driver himself.
Yeah.
You know. But
well, man. At the very beginning of it, when he's going off of the guy that parked nose in,
yes,
with his trailer, and it's like, "What she did? This boy don't know nothing."
You know? Oh, that's funny. Let's talk to Jerry in Schertz, Texas. That is near San Antonio. Jerry, welcome.
Yes. Yes, it is. San Antonio is our largest suburb, Jerry.
Yes, it is. And a nice town you live in there. I love that whole area there. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to, first of all, thank you guys for what you do. It makes a whole lot of difference. And as for myself, I'm an old geezer driving a 21-year-old GMC Sierra that's about to go to a $3,000 to $6,000 fees for transmissions and tires and what have you.
Ooh.
And I just thought it'd be nice to put it into something new.
I agree.
So I'm looking at whatever I buy is coming from one of your dealers. It'll either be in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, or Dickinson.
Right.
The vehicles I'm looking at are the Subaru Legacy and Impreza, the Civic Hatchback, and also the HVR, which Amy reviewed a couple of weeks back. The Kia Seltos and the Jetta S. And my preference would be an all-wheel drive because I'm from olden times and I'm worried about the back end swinging around if you have to brake hard. You know, so I thought, well, front-wheel drive I'm not a big fan of, but if you think it's okay, I'll go with that. But
it's better today than it's ever been before, Jerry, as far as stability. You know, we don't get the torque steer that we used to.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because that used to drive me crazy. Okay. Boy, you'd step on the accelerator real hard and the car would go either left or right. You never knew which way. But exactly. I love the feel and handling of a all-wheel drive vehicle. I've said on the air here many times, I will never own a vehicle that's not all-wheel or four-wheel drive. And I prefer on all-wheel. Because everything's automatic. Now, if you go that direction, nobody makes a better one than Subaru, and that's just the way they are. And I will tell you this: one of the sleeper cars of the industry is the Legacy. I'm not crazy about the Impreza. It's a good car, but you know the. They haven't kept up with things. The road noise and that sort of thing. The Legacy's different. The Legacy borders on being what I would call a near luxury car. But I blame Subaru for the fact that there's not as many of them sold because they put all their marketing and advertising dollars into SUVs. And I get it because that's the hot thing now. It won't always be. I mean, at one time, station wagons were the hottest selling thing. But this all changes with cars. Cars are like clothes. They come and go out of style. And you can get a bargain on a Legacy, and you'll get the Subaru EyeSight system, which without a doubt is the best system out there. For helping you, especially with automatic emergency braking. And by the way, I've got a update on automatic emergency braking in next week's free weekly newsletter. And the article was written by AAA, and they're saying what I said 2 years ago in an article that I wrote, which is you got to understand the difference between actual stopping a car and just collision mitigation. Huge difference. The collision mitigation, oh, sure. Which most of them are just going to slow you down. The Subaru will stop you. And we've had listeners share their stories with us about that for years. So for those reasons, I would go with the Subaru. And you'll love the way the Legacy drives. They're all-wheel drive. So you don't have to worry about that. That's the way I would go, and you should be able to just get one pretty easy. We're going to have to go to Houston to get it, or Dallas, or Austin, but I'm sure that they're available right now. Jerry, thank you for the call. I appreciate you holding, too.
Even if you don't know a crossover from a cross stitch, Jerry Reynolds can help you. Call the Car Pro at 1-800-926-7777.
And Joe in San Antonio, welcome. Joe, what can I help you with?
Yes, Jerry, I'd like your opinion. I'm needing a four-wheel drive SUV, thinking about the Toyota 4Runner. I need something dependable. And I started looking at them, and I then discovered they're redesigning it next year, so maybe a year out from now. And I'd like your thoughts on the current new car market for those and whether I should wait for the redesign or get something that's kind of been reliable and been around for a while.
Well, we posted pictures of the new 4Runner yesterday on our Facebook page, which you can get to at carpro.com. Just click on the Facebook logo at the top. I can't see a huge difference, to be honest with you. And I think if I were going to do it, I'd probably do it now. They're starting to become more available, although they're still short in supply. And if you want a reliable SUV, I don't know that it gets more reliable than the 4Runner. The Lexus RX, if you go luxury, has been a wildly reliable one through the years. But, you know, they've got a life of 300,000 miles normally. And I've seen 4Runners way, way past 500,000 miles without any issues at all. Have you driven one?
I have, yeah.
Okay, some people complain about the ride, and I think that's one of the reasons that make it such a good, reliable SUV is it's on a truck chassis, and I just love that. I mean, if you trade cars, you know, at 100,000 miles, you don't need a 4Runner. But if you want to keep one for a long time and not have it go to the shop, a 4Runner is probably the way to go. You can look at those pictures and see what you think as far as the big change. It didn't look, I expected it to be more drastic than it was. You'll see in that article, it's the 40th anniversary year of the 4Runner coming up. So, you know, take a look. And if you want to see what you can do right now, I've got Red McCombs Toyota and Universal Toyota, both in your area and both with nothing but 5-star ratings. Good guys at both stores. Thanks for the call, Joe.
The next time International Talk Like a Pirate Day rolls around, tell your friends you got advice from the Car Pro. Call 1-800-926-7777.
You know, learn something new every week in the CarPro newsletter. And if you like to keep up with things, you probably would enjoy it too. Like this week, I learned that they have a new Lincoln Corsair coming out. There's lots of changes.
Pretty.
Really pretty. It's a compact luxury SUV. And I had no idea until I read the story in the newsletter that it's Lincoln's best-selling model.
Well, yeah, I mean, gas prices. This vehicle does very well in California. And
does it get really good mileage?
Yeah, it gets really good mileage, but it's pretty too, you know.
And it's it's supposed to be entry-level luxury for younger buyers or something, you know.
Yeah, supposed to be.
Supposed to be? What do you think?
I've never had the opportunity to review one. Always wanted to, but for whatever reason, they didn't put them in the press fleet here in Dallas. And Ford's press fleet is weird anyway. They handle it themselves. They're the only manufacturer that
they don't use the service.
The services. There's two big ones, and they don't use either one of them. They do it themselves to save money. So, I've talked to a lot of people that have gotten the Corsair, and they really like it. But I'm gonna tell you this right now. And I've talked about it before, but I've got a GMC pickup, and I've got a Porsche Cayenne Turbo that I own, and then I've got a third vehicle that I do a subscription service on, so I can trade vehicles all the time, which worked out great until the vehicle shortages came along. So I've been keeping them longer, but I've got a Mercedes GLS. If something happens with the subscription service, I'm going to tell you right now what's going to be sitting in my garage is that Genesis G90. Did you look at Amy's review?
I drooled all over my keyboard.
I am telling you, and that was in the newsletter too, and you can sign up at carpro.com at the bottom of the page. You'll get it within the next 5 minutes. But this G90 that she had, 2023 model, tips out at about $100,000. I think it's the most beautiful car I've ever seen, especially inside.
Yeah, the interior features, the ambient lighting changes and everything that you could do with it.
Oh.
I mean, I know how much you have always liked big sedans. I think you were in love with an Audi A8.
Yeah, I kept that car longer than I've kept any car.
Yeah, for a long time. But yeah, this G90, if I wanted a big sedan and had that kind of money in the budget, there'd be no question.
Oh, it's just stunning, I will tell you that. Other stories, if you're not a newsletter subscriber, my true story from a former car dealer this week was very popular, and it was titled Golf. And this is one of the funny stories. Some of them are sad. Some of them are funny. This was one of the funny ones.
Yep.
And then Hyundai and Kia, if you own one of those, boy, you really need to read this article about how thieves are targeting Kias and Hyundais.
From certain years.
Certain years, yes. Apparently, they're quite easy to steal. How about we talk to Corey in League City, Texas, in the Houston area. Corey, what's happening?
Hey, Jerry. I'm looking to get either a 2019 or 2020 Honda Accord or Toyota Camry. I've never owned either of them, so I'm not sure which would be the better route.
How long do you think you're going to keep it?
You know, I drive a ton for work. I think in a year I could probably put easily 40 or 50 on the car.
Yeah.
I have no plans on getting rid of it soon.
Okay. Under those circumstances, I believe the Camry to be the better car for a high mileage driver. The history of that car just shows that they run forever. They're simple to work on. The maintenance costs are low. And it's a very comfortable car with a super nice trunk and a good sized back seat. I personally like the looks of the Accord better. But the key here is you're going to be putting a lot of miles on the car. And I believe the Toyota would be the better car for you.
Okay.
And I've got Fred Haas Toyota World at my website. You can talk to Nate Murphy, the vice president, general manager, and he'll hook you up with somebody that'll show you what they've got. They're the biggest Toyota dealer in Texas. And so, consequently, they get more trade-ins than anybody else. So, it's a great dealership. They'll take good care of you. You got to drive a little bit from League City. I understand that. But I think in today's market, it would be well worth it to talk to Nate. He's at my website, carpro.com, under Buy a Car. And one thing to note, they're open on Sunday, not on Saturday. So you won't get him today, but you can catch him tomorrow. I appreciate the call, Corey. And to San Antonio we go. Alex. Alex, what can I help you with?
Hey, Jerry, I just wanted to give you props, man.
All right. I love that.
Yeah, last Saturday I drove to Houston and picked up my new Hyundai Santa Cruz. I traded in my 2017 Santa Fe that I'd been pretty happy with, but I kept needing just enough room in the bed of a truck to need just a small bed.
Yeah.
And when I saw that Santa Cruz, I set it up. I went to CarPro USA. Put in my info. My nearest dealer was Humble Hyundai,
uh-huh.
And Within 5 minutes, I had a phone call. Within that day, I had everything set up. Went over to CarMax. They told me, go to CarMax, get an appraisal done on it. Bring that, send it over to us. We'll honor whatever they give you. I was in the dealership less than an hour.
I spent
23 years in the car business, and I will tell you, that was the best experience I've ever had.
That's great.
I'm shocked that they had one sitting there ready to go.
Well, that's what really threw me, because when I called and I talked to the they had the general sales manager call me.
Yep.
John, I think John is the general manager, and then he had Mike call me, and then Mike set me up with Mike Grubbs, who's a great kid. Just got nothing but good to say about him. He's a great kid, did a great job, and yeah, they had one sitting there, and it was the color that I really wanted, which is that cactus gray.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
I tell you what, I was so impressed with that thing when I reviewed it. And I get people asking me all the time, you know, how does the Santa Fe compare to the Ford Maverick? Well, it's not even close. They're completely different vehicles. I mean, there's nothing in common except they both got a 4 foot bed on the back, and that's it. The Santa Cruz is just amazing how nice it is. And that's what we're seeing from Hyundai these days. And Kia too, to some extent, but particularly Hyundai. Every time they come out with a new vehicle, it is super, super nice. And I know you're going to enjoy it, Alex. And I do appreciate greatly you telling your story. And I'll let the guys know there. In fact, we'll send them a copy of what you said on the air so that they can enjoy it too, because car dealers tend to be too busy on Saturday to listen to my show. I appreciate it, Alex. Good luck. Next week in the free weekly newsletter, I'll have the national sales numbers for you, and I'll have them all because it was the end of the third quarter yesterday.
Take the guesswork out of your next car lease or purchase. Call the Car Pro at 1-800-926-7777.
So Jerry's test drive vehicle next week will be the Bronco Raptor. I just looked it up, as Casey Stengel used to say.
Yes.
The two or three lowest trim levels in the Bronco you can get in the 30s, a couple in the 40s.
Yeah.
The Raptor version starts at over $69,000.
Well, the one I've got's 81.
That's a lot of money.
But it's got the hard top.
Well, you could go racing in Baja and maybe win 40 grand.
I got to figure out what this thing was built for. Is it desert running or real off-roading? Which is what I suspect. Because Ford built this thing to try to take some business away from the Wrangler. That was their whole idea.
Well, when I was looking at the Ford page where I got that number, the first thing they talked about was desert running. But then they also said, rock climbing, boulders.
Mountains. I'm sure it'll have
whatever you want to do with it.
And the goat settings.
The goat settings?
Yes, Broncos have goat settings. I found that out when I reviewed the first Bronco that was not a Raptor.
I'm guessing that's not greatest of all time?
No, it's go over any terrain.
Oh.
And it says goat. On the selector,
so you can
on the
pick
center console,
rocks and boulders or sand or
mud and snow, highway, whatever. I forget all the settings, but it's a very capable SUV. Let me put it that way.
Be careful out there next week, okay?
I will. They're a lot of fun to drive. Michael in Houston. Michael, what can I help you with?
Hey, Jerry. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
I just need your advice. I have 2014 Jeep Cherokee Altitude. I was trying to trade it in, and then they informed me there was something reported on the Carfax that my car was in an accident, and airbag was deployed. So that is not true. So I told them that because of that, they gave me a very low number, devaluated my appraisal price on my vehicle.
Okay.
So they said to reach out to, I reached out to Carfax, and they said there's nothing they can do. It was reported by whoever reported, whether it was the place where we took it to repair or other sources. So I reached out to the police. It happened in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
So I reached out to the dealership, and they showed no record of my car repair. I reached out to the police, and it was in 2014. They said, yes, they're showing it, but it's too late for them to make any changes. So I was going to get your advice. How do I get this resolved? Because if I go get this trade-in or whatever, they're not going to give me the real money because of this.
You bought it brand new, right?
Yes, sir. I had the brand new.
Correct. Okay. I mean, my experience has been Carfax is pretty good normally about taking care of them. I would contact them again and see if you can get a hold of somebody else different and let them know what's going on. You know, it only takes one number when they're reporting that stuff to a VIN in a VIN, to be off and cause this. They're usually pretty good. Try them again, and let's see if you have any luck this time. I wish I had a magic answer for you.
Get your bets now, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're not looking at a CarPro recommended dealer, you're just rolling the dice. Call the CarPro for a sure thing at 1-800-926-7777.
Here at the Car Pro Show, if we tried to acknowledge half of the five-star reviews that Jorge Lopez at Tomball Ford north of Houston got, we wouldn't have time to do anything else on the show.
No.
This one really stands out in line with when you talk about people, sometimes you'll tell people, don't do anything. Don't buy a new car. Yeah. Don't trade. Yeah. Don't. Well, a guy named Keith had been working with Jorge over the past 4 months until recently when the order book opened for the 2023 Ford Mavericks.
Right.
Convenience, whatever. In the comfort of his own home, Jorge came to his house, and they sat down and looked over the options and the orders and the different configurations and everything.
Okay? You gotta be kidding.
No. Came to the guy's house. And this is where what really stood out to me. Jorge made suggestions on what options he thought the guy definitely ought to get.
Yeah.
But also suggested what he definitely probably wouldn't want based on the feedback he had had from other customers about those options.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
You know, and of course, that's if they got all the options, car sells for more money, I guess Jorge would make more commission.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So he's taking money out of his own pocket saying, no, I don't think you want that.
Yeah, I know Jorge very well. That guy promised him dinner or something. There's more. There's more to this story. Oh,
Mama's Meatballs or something?
Maybe. If you're in Los Angeles, we have got another hour to go, but not on KNX. You can join us at WOAI.com. You can catch the podcast in an hour and a half. And you can also call during the next hour. In fact, hour three is typically the easiest to get through. 800-926-7777. That's the phone number.
There's no right way to buy the wrong car. Get some help from the Car Pro Show at 1-800-926-7777.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.